Welcome to Access Advocate, the Human Rights Hour, where we don't just talk about change, we champion it. I'm your host, and today we're diving into African American History Month, a time to reflect on the incredible contributions, struggles, and triumphs of African Americans throughout history. But it's not just about remembering the past. It's about understanding how these stories shape our present and fuel our future. Let's start with a fact that might surprise you. 13% of the U.S. population is African American, but that percentage doesn't capture the impact that African Americans have had on this country. From music to science to politics to the arts, African Americans have been the beating heart of America's evolution. This month, we honor their legacies, and we need to ask, how far we really come, and how much farther do we still need to go? Let's zoom in on some of the pioneers who laid the foundation for a better future. First, let's talk about Harriet Tubman. Born into slavery, she didn't just fight for her own freedom. She risked her lifetime and time again to lead hundreds of enslaved people to safety. And she didn't just stop there. She served as a spy and nurse for the Union Army during the Civil War. Harriet Tubman was the embodiment of courage, but she didn't just escape the chains of slavery. She torn down the barriers that kept others chained too. Imagine that kind of bravery. Then there's George Washington Carver, a man born into slavery who didn't just survive, he transformed the agricultural landscape of the American South. Carver didn't just come up with ideas for peanut butter, he introduced an agricultural revolution. With crop rotation, he gave farmers a way to thrive sustainably and even helped introduce products made from peanuts that went far beyond food, cosmetics, ink, plastics, you name it. He didn't just change farming, he changed how we think about innovation. Now, let's talk about a name everyone knows, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You've probably heard his iconic I Have a Dream speech, but did you know that in 1963, when King led the March on Washington, over 250,000 people gathered in the streets for one reason, equality. It was one of the largest rallies for human rights in U.S. history. King didn't just talk about the dream, he demanded it. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965 didn't pass by accident. They were passed because of the relentless work of Dr. King and countless other advocates. These laws were transformative and still continue to be vital to fighting racial injustice today. Fast forward to the present, we see Barack Obama, who made history as the first African-American president of the United States. His election wasn't just a moment for the history books. It was a powerful message that change is possible, no matter the obstacles. Under his leadership, we saw strides in healthcare, education, and foreign policy. But even more importantly, Obama's election was a symbol of hope, of progress, and what's possible when we keep pushing forward. And then there's Kamala Harris, elected in 2020 as the first woman and the first woman of African American and South Asian descent to serve as Vice President of the United States. Her victory was a milestone for representation, showing the world that anyone can rise to the highest levels of power. But here's the thing, African American history is still being written today. Just look at figures like Serena Williams, who redefined the game of tennis, or Kendrick Lamar, whose music just doesn't entertain. It challenges social norms and gives a voice to the voiceless. Or Tarana Burke, who founded the hashtag MeToo movement, which has sparked a global reckoning on sexual harassment and assault. These modern day pioneers are continuing the legacy of the past and blazing new trails for future generations. So, here's the challenge. African American history isn't just a month to reflect, it's a call to action. Let's learn, let's advocate, let's celebrate the pioneers of the past, but let's also support those pushing for progress today, because we all have a part to play in shaping the future of justice and equality. Thank you for joining us on Access Advocate, the Human Rights Hour. This month, remember that history is still being made. Whether it's through your actions, your voice, or your choices, you are a part of this ongoing story. So keep pushing, keep dreaming, and keep standing for justice. I'm Gayatri, the president of Access Advocate, and we'll see you next time.